Here's a message from Ken LaVica.
They could win the Super Bowl, or they could also have like a top five pick in this next NFL draft. J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 Stone hit the open.
Just like you would expect, the fire hose is fully inserted in my mouth here, and we've been blowing and going, and so.
Ken LaVica.
Get a run in, make an early cocktail, put a gummy in half.
Theo Dorsey.
Very excited to have the opportunity to add him to the team.
Stone Labanowitz.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
It doesn't matter what your name is!
It's LaVica, Theo, and Stone, presented by Hard Rock Bet. Florida's official sports book on ESPN 106.3.
Now, you're going to have to help me out here, Stone Labanowitz, because you're the one who is the Aaron Rodgers fan, Aaron Rodgers supporter. This is the guy that, you know, you as a former high school quarterback at South Fork and then Southern Illinois Saluki, gunslinging for the Salukis, winning a playoff game for the Salukis. You modeled a lot of what you like to do as a quarterback off of Aaron Rodgers. How old is Aaron Rodgers coming into this season?
Speaking of me playing quarterback, can I read you a comment made on our Instagram page about me?
Oh, I would love to. What a curveball.
All right, yeah, definitely a curveball.
Is this a good comment or a bad comment?
It's definitely a bad comment. I loved it. So this is from Stoneman148.
Is this your burner?
No face attached to this profile, no profile picture. Just a bunch of stone and tile. The guy obviously sells stone. Probably okay. Works as a contractor, whatever. Comments on a video of me and Ken when Christian Wilkins was traded to Las Vegas. He's now a Raider.
Or signed by Las Vegas.
Christian Wilkins, what did I say?
You said traded. I was like, did y'all get something back?
No, we got nothing back. We just gave up. See, Wilk. Stone played college football? Question mark. Physique of a kicker or punter? Soft. I'm tagged in the video. So I get a notification when this came across. I cooked up a response last night, didn't hit send. Management, obviously attached to our social media platform, so they would have got a notification. Wanted to keep it PG. No, let me not lie. Wanted to make it rated R.
Yeah, we know how you get.
Had to keep it PG, so I deleted that, and I'm still cooking up a response for old Stoneman 148. So Stoneman, if you're out there listening, just know I'm coming. I was very close to responding. Our address and how to pull up and meet me face to face and actually get a real glimpse of this physique.
Oh my goodness.
Because no kicker or punter. This right arm threw balls really hard and throws punches really hard. So I was going to ask to fight him. Didn't think that one was going to go over well.
Yeah, no.
So I liked the comment and I'll get to it later. What sparked me remembering that is you mentioning that I played college football. Just wanted to get that one out there. Stone played college football? Question mark.
More than necessary.
Physique of a kicker or punter.
Oh,
period.
Good.
Soft.
Why did he say soft? How does he even know you're soft?
I don't know why he had to end it with soft. But like those are the fighting words, right? Like soft. Like that I'm not going to let slide.
So
I'm hard body.
You have this isn't your first time being mistaken for playing a position other than quarterback though, right? Because post your football career, you've asked people, hey, you know, I used to play football. What position do you think I played? And what do you typically get? Not kicker punter, right?
I get kicker punter. I get safety. If you don't really know the sport, I get receiver, like slot receiver, right?
Okay.
Because people know who Julian Edelman is and who's the Raiders' cat, Hunter Renfro,
yeah.
These guys,
Wes Welker,
Puka Nacua,
Braxton Berrios. You do not have a Puka Nacua build. He's like 6'2", right? He's huge.
See, I tried to slip that in.
Yeah, what the hell is that?
So, more often than not, I get something else besides quarterback. So, this is fine from Stoneman. I do appreciate it. I'm still in the gym with it. I'm still probably, and I'll put this one on record, and I've been wanting to put it all over my social media, is the best pickleball player in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast.
Okay.
Like, I'll put a stamp on that. Like, there's no doubt. Like, and if there's anybody who wants to challenge me, please. And I mean, please, please, please hit me in the DMs. Play for any amount of money, any time of the week. I can make that happen.
Okay, hold on. Pause right there, because I'm sure we have a lot of fans not just listening to us on ESPN 106.3, likely listening to us on the ESPN app, maybe watching us on YouTube, ESPN West Palm Play. Subscribe to us on YouTube if you're doing that, by the way. If you think you can beat Stone Labanowitz, who, again, he was a college football quarterback, apparently, according to Stoneman on Instagram,
Stoneman148.
According to Stoneman148, he has the physique of a former kicker or punter. And he also currently works, obviously, as the producer and co-host here on the Vic, Theo, and Stone Monday through Friday, 12 to 2. So he doesn't have as much free time as he used to. But he's claiming right now he can beat anybody in pickleball in Palm Beach County. Do you want to include the Treasure Coast?
Please.
Okay, Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast. So, again, stop what you're doing. 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. We're going to give you your opportunity to at least challenge. Maybe we can set up a date for you and Stone to share a pickleball court together, and we could put this to the test because I knew you played often, Stone. I didn't know you had that kind of bravado behind you. So we'll put that out there, or you can DM you. What's your Instagram? You want an Instagram or a Twitter DM?
Twitter and Instagram at Stone Labanowitz.
Or isn't it Labanowitz Stone?
It is, but if you type in Stone Labanowitz, it'll come up.
Okay, so Stone Labanowitz, search it on any social media, DM him, set that up, and we got to get ESPN West Palm Play myself or Brian or somebody to get some cameras out there because I'd like to see it.
So I was going
to
say, I'll take a day off of the show for somebody to play me for $1,000. Like, I'll take an entire day off a show. I'll bring an intern that can mic us up and bring the cameras out there. We'll put it on YouTube, and I will bust anybody's ass in Palm Beach County, the Treasure Coast. It really doesn't matter. Sorry again for sidetracking us.
Cool.
Wanted to get that one out there. And if Snowman wants to play, too, I'll play with an eye patch on and a peg leg. It doesn't matter. Please, please, please come find me on social.
Have you thought maybe this is what you should start challenging people to when you invite them up to the Square Studios here in ESPN West Palm? Like, why? You're always, you know, testing people's strength and wanting to fight people. Every time somebody comments on something wrong or calls in and says something against you, you're ready to fight them. Why don't you just invite them up here? We can set up a little pickleball court and you guys can get after it that way.
Hold on, the phone lines are going. Give me a sec.
So right now we have callers actually calling in to challenge Stone Labanowitz, and he's right. The phone lines are actually blowing up more than we typically get here on LaVica, Theo, and Stone this early in the show. I am interested to see. Palm Beach County is one of the hubs of pickleball-like fanatics. I've gotten invited to play pickleball left and right, and we do have a caller. We do have a caller from Parts Unknown who maybe is going to be challenging Stone Labanowitz. Who do we have here on the phone, Stone?
This is Ken LaVica, actually.
Oh!
The LaVica part of the LaVica, Theo, and Stone show.
Ken LaVica, first and foremost, Ken, where are you? How are you? Where are you at?
I'm just driving to the to campus right now so I can get on the plane. Nothing crazy for FAU Northwestern first round NCAA tournament in Brooklyn Friday. I'm simply just going to the airport and going to campus so I can get to the airport. And I heard you guys talking about pickleball and I heard the challenge. I believe the exact quote was, I will whip anyone's ass. Is that the verbatim quote from Stone Labanowitz?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So one, I respect it. And I've heard that Stone is a good pickleball player. You guys know how I feel about pickleball. I feel like it's just cheap man's tennis. But I understand that it's a little bit easier on the joints. And for a washed former D1 athlete like Stone, it plays into their current physical state. What I'll say, Theo, if you'll go along with me on this, I think what we need to do is if someone challenges Stone, and he said he'd take a day off. Is that what I heard too, Theo?
He did say that. He volunteered it.
He'd take a day off the show to go play pickup pickleball, if that's what you call it, and, quote, whip someone's ass. Why don't we make it part of the show? It's a long summer. There's going to be – we're trying to search for the right content. Why don't we find a challenger for Stone, and they will play during the show. We'll do the show remotely, and we'll provide commentary for it. And in front of thousands of ears or eyeballs on YouTube in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast, Stone can really, really try and back up his words, and we'll be there, and we'll be conveying it to the rest of the area. How about that, Theo?
I couldn't have drawn it up better myself. I mean, is he like the Don King of pickleball, like, fights? Is this guy that he's going to be promoting and setting these things up, Stone? Are you prepared for that big of a stage? Because I thought Stone was thinking he could do this in the privacy of his, like, you know, backyard or stuff. We're going to put this on the main stage.
Leave the Don King to me. Yeah, leave the Don King to me. Let me promote this thing. Let him be the Mike Tyson of this entire entity.
Oh, we got to find a Jake Paul. 888-760-3776.
I love this.
Yeah. Who's going to be the Jake Paul to Stone Labanowitz is Mike Tyson and take down the old washed up athlete in the sport that apparently can whip anybody's ass in? Ken, what do you think?
Well, Well, I like this Don King thing you're thinking of here, Theo, because what I think we need to do as well is we need to give these guys a couple, a little bit of time to train, and we need a weigh-in, and we need a face-off.
Yes.
And a press conference for this thing on the show as well. So whoever challenges Stone to this pickup pickleball game, because he put the challenge out to the entire area, what we're going to do then, I hope you don't mind getting in front of the cameras, getting in front of the microphones, because this is now a thing, and we're going to treat it like a prize fight, and we're going to weigh in, and we're going to face off, we're going to have a press conference on the show.
Do we think that his dad bod is going to match that of Patrick Mahomes?
Listen. I mean, I want anybody and everybody. The more we go along with this, the more confident I get that anybody in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast, whether you play or not play, I can kick their ass. Like, I'm like that, Ken. I appreciate everything that we're doing right now, and I am so on board with all of this.
Did he just say he's him? Was that him just sort of say, I'm him on the pickleball court, Theo? I mean, that's a little sad, to be quite honest.
I haven't even seen any highlights.
That's fine. Let's find a challenger. But I want somebody who has pickleball experience. Don't just look up from your big gut with Twinkie stains on your shirt and think that you're going to be able to go against Stone. I need somebody who plays pickleball, that respects the game, loves the game, and doesn't mind getting in front of the microphones and dealing with our insanity as we promote this thing, and then we make a big production about it. So let's find challengers for Stone.
Yes.
He said that he would whip anyone's ass in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast. Let's find a challenger. You love pickleball? You like pickleball? You want to challenge Stone? 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. Let's go ahead and get some confident pickleballers in here to shut this guy up.
Now, Ken, other than being like a negative Nancy, is there anything in your world that you feel as confidently about beating anybody in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast in than Stone with this pickleball thing? Because I don't think I personally have, like, maybe 2K or Madden. I don't know.
For me, it's talking. I will confidently out-talk and out-vernacular anybody in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast. Other than that, when it comes to things of physical nature, I think I could probably out-distance run about 75% of Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast.
Nice.
But I think I'm probably being a little bit generous there as well. Other than that, no, there's not a single damn thing I'm going to be able to do better than the area, which is why I'm leaving it to Stone here to be the cocky one, and then I'm going to put him to the test in a very public forum.
Wow. This is I'm actually kind of inspired by this, Stone. Do you have any last word? Ken, you're headed to campus because you're about to head out for Brooklyn, right? For FAU Northwestern.
Yep. Yeah, we got the team charter, so we're going to get out of here, and we're going to get up to Brooklyn. Apparently, it's brutally cold up there in New York because spring doesn't exist yet. So we're going up there today, and then we'll prepare for Northwestern on Friday. There's the public practice tomorrow at Barclays Center for the team and for fans to come out and see them practice. Ask me where I'm doing the second hour of the show from tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Where you at?
I don't know. That's part of the fun.
It's just like
last year. Just like last year, Theo, when you and I did an entire FAU basketball show Reliant Stadium, home of the Final Four,
NRG,
where we were hooked into a credit card machine on the concourse. That's the situation I'm in again here one calendar year later, so let's get weird with it.
Some things never change. Let's hope the magic that we had last year that carried us all the way to NRG doesn't change either. And since you're headed to New York, though, Ken,
I'm sorry. I called it Reliant Stadium. It used to be Reliant Stadium, right? But now it's Energy.
NRG,
I tried to forget everything about Houston. Yeah.
It was bad. We left a sore taste in our mouths. But before we let you go there, because I know I don't want you to be distracted, headed out there, I need you to be game-focused, ready to make that call as FAU takes on Northwestern. You're headed to New York. I know we graded things yesterday. How do you grade the New York Jets offseason so far this year? How do you grade the Mike Williams, the Tyron Smith, what they've been building around Aaron Rodgers in what I would assume to be a championship or bust year for the New York Jets, Ken?
I'll give it a C because everything is predicated upon that empty husk of a head quarterback who's the leader who calls the shots within that locker room and within that organization. And until he shows me that he can move away from conspiracy theories and not be a complete psychopath and, oh, yeah, come back from an Achilles injury at 36 years old, it doesn't matter the damn pieces around him. Their safety valve this year, as opposed to Zach Wilson, is Tyrod Taylor. So that's really all that matters in the grand scheme of things. And for that, that's a C, gentlemen.
Like I said earlier, some things never change. Jets not learning from their mistakes.
Get them off.
Ken, safe travels. Wishing y'all well.
Thank you, buddy. And again, let's get a challenger for Stone.
Yes.
If you're a pickleballer, he put out the challenge. We'll do it on the show. We'll broadcast it on the show. We'll have a press conference, a weigh-in. Let's go. 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. Accept Stone's pickleball challenge.
Woo!
Bye, guys.
I love it. And also, you can DM us at ESPN West Palm or DM Stone directly. DM your challenge to him directly. At Stone Labanowitz or Labanowitz Stone, wherever you can find them on social media or any of your nearest dating apps. So Stone, or not dating apps, I'm sorry about that, man. Stone, how do you feel now? We're 15 minutes in. We were supposed to be talking about your favorite, your beloved, your adored New York Jets and Aaron Rodgers. Somehow Stone Man on Instagram gets us detoured off of that because he calls you out for being soft, having a kicker slash punter's body, and now you're in the midst of a battle. Now you're going to be playing pickleball against one of our fans who's most likely going to outduel you. Are you still feeling as confident as you were when you started off?
Yeah, I definitely am. Actually, more confident. Huh. 2-3 times maybe. But this was all just a way for me to tail off of the Jets conversation.
So back to it, because
I don't think I'm necessarily ready for it. I'm kidding. Mike Williams is in. The Jets are back. The Jets have done more in the offseason with Tyron. See, I knew you were going to do that.
He's not Tyrone. Tyron
Smith, Mike Williams, a healthy Aaron Rodgers, a Breece Hall. Like, they've done more and gotten better than the Miami Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills this offseason. I don't really think there's an argument against it right now. So I think I can start there as far as where my confidence is, and I think Jets fans would agree. And I don't expect Dolphins fans or Buffalo Bills fans to agree.
So what you're referring to is the fact that the Dolphins have gotten worse, the Bills have done nothing to improve, and the Jets have added around their roster this offseason, at least to date, in an AFC East that is seemingly wide open now between those three teams, and then you got the New England Patriots figure out what they do at number three. But back to the New York Jets, because as the Mike Williams news rang in, which I think we all anticipated, Mike Williams to the Jets, 1 year up to $15 million, depending on if he hits incentives or not. Mike Williams from the Los Angeles Chargers, who they got rid of him because they're in cap hell. The New York Jets are adding pieces around Aaron Rodgers in a way that they weren't able to do last year, right? Like, last year was all about the Jets getting all of Aaron Rodgers' lackeys, whether that was his former coaches who were insufferable in other jobs or his former wideouts or target getters who were either washed up or were never really that good in the first place.
Yeah.
I won't name any names. But now here as we stand with the New York Jets in this offseason, Stone. I asked you this earlier. Ken gave us the wrong answer. He says Aaron Rodgers is like 36. Aaron Rodgers is what, 39 going on 40 years old? Aaron Rodgers is coming off an Achilles injury. The New York Jets have now surrounded him after not necessarily learning from their mistakes last year when four snaps in, the 38-year-old quarterback that you hinged all of your success on snaps his Achilles and is out for the season, and then you go and waste an entire year of Jets fandom, an entire year of Garrett Wilson, of Breece Hall, and all of that. Like, you totally waste that. Now we're kicking the tires back, bringing back a guy like Aaron Rodgers, and every single move they've made this offseason, Stone, though it does fortify their roster, though it is improvement on paper, each and every one of them feels like big if moves. Feels like hypothetical moves. If Tyron Smith can stay healthy, which, by the way, he's missed 37 games in each of the past four seasons. If Mike Williams, who your quarterback is coming off an Achilles injury at 39 years old, you're hoping he can hold up next season. Mike Williams tore his ACL in week 3 of last year with the Chargers, And he's been an injury-prone player in and out of the lineup on every single injury report, it feels like, every other week, especially if you're a fantasy football player. I know we get all of that from those guys who every year ahead of fantasy football season, what's the message around Mike Williams? He's great if you start him, but a lot of weeks you don't know if he'll play. That's the guy they went out and get. Their left tackle, who was the reason why Aaron Rodgers got hurt last year, is a guy that's 33 years old, who the Dallas Cowboys, this is always a red flag to me, Stone. Like, if a team that's contending lets a guy walk, and you're a team that purports yourself to be contending, and you go out and get that guy, don't you think that maybe there might be something wrong if you're the New York Jets? And I know he's a Pro Bowler, he's a Hall of Famer, he's Tyron Smith, like, but those are the guys that they're surrounding Aaron Rodgers with. His left tackle's 33 years old. His right tackle's 33 years old. The Jets play on the worst turf in the NFL, which caused like a bevy of injuries last year. And now here they are with their 39-year-old, as Ken put it, conspiracy theory-laden quarterback coming off of an Achilles injury with an unproven offensive staff, with Robert Saleh at head coach, and with a bunch of guys who, though they have all of the hype and they got the New York allure, haven't really done it on the field to show us they can be a real contender. In a Super Bowl or bust year, the Jets feel like the biggest boom or bust team in all of sports. Stone, I know I asked you earlier about like how you that's the team you're supporting going into this NFL season.
It is.
How can you possibly see what happened to the Jets last year, see them not pivot off of that, not find any answers when injuries hurt a team like that? They build around Aaron Rodgers with an even older core now, with an even more injury-laden team, or at least injury-prone team. And how do you enter this season with any amount of confidence that a team like the Jets, who it's Super Bowl or bust, can it contend in an AFC that's packed full of elite quarterback play and good coaches? I just don't see how there can be any sort of confidence or even optimism around this Jets team this coming season.
I'll start with the fact that Aaron Rodgers is most likely going to play more than four snaps. And I think it might just start and end right there. Aaron Rodgers didn't play last year. This team threw their season away in week two or three. Actually, not week two, right? Because you're coming off a Buffalo Bills victory on Monday Night Football.
They
so
won.
You had a lot of confidence, right? The team, the culture, everything was intact. There's no question about the leadership in that locker room. Now you're bringing in a guy like Tyron Smith. Pair him up with Aaron Rodgers offensively, you have that vocal veteran leadership. Defensively, they've always had it, and they're going to continue to have it. Anytime Rob Saleh's involved in your organization, your defense is going to be probably top 10 in the league. Aaron Rodgers is going to play more than four snaps there. I think that's where it starts and ends. Aaron Rodgers is the reason this team will succeed, or Aaron Rodgers is the reason this team will not succeed and miss the postseason. They play in a tough AFC East. It's not like beating the Miami Dolphins is something really hard to do because it's more than possible. The Buffalo Bills can lose to anybody on any given week. We saw it happen with New England. We saw it happen with the Jets with no Aaron Rodgers. There are some losses on that schedule every single season that make us scratch our head, but at this point, it's become normal. And it's also become normal around the league, like any given Sunday. Aaron Rodgers is going to play this year.
Yeah.
This team is, what, 11th? They have the 11th shortest odds to win a Super Bowl. So Vegas understands, you know, where they lie. Almost the top 10 team in the league before the season even starts. And they're getting progressively better before we get into the preseason. So, I mean, I like everything that the Jets are doing right now. And there are a lot of New Yorkers down here in West Palm Beach and in South Florida who like what the Jets have going on right now. I think it's funnier that we're pushing back on it instead of saying, damn, you know, there's some pieces that they needed that they got. We talked about bulking up the offensive line.
Yeah.
They did that. So we talk about Aaron Rodgers not having any protection. Well, now he does. Talk about him having nobody on the outside. Now he does. Like, there are these things that are coming along that make Jets fans a little more confident. I think it's simple.
I think, but isn't that almost inherently the problem? Because, like, this is the same New York Jets franchise that hasn't made the playoffs since 2010 for a reason. It feels like top down, the way that they have constructed rosters, the way that they have hired and fired coaches, and the way that they've tried to build their team around quarterback play since 2010, since Mark Sanchez was butt fumbling his way into the AFC conference game, AFC conference title game, like it feels like there's hype coming in the seasons here and there, and they always seemingly get it wrong. And then last year, it was Hard Knocks. It was Aaron Rodgers as the savior. It was all about how this was going to be the Tom Brady to Tampa a feel of the veteran quarterback leaves his storied franchise where he won a Super Bowl. Well, for Brady, it was six, but Aaron Rodgers won a Super Bowl, and he was going to bring that back to the Jets. He had that press conference where he said that Lombardi trophy looks lonely. If you're going to run this thing back with the New York Jets, and you're going to say that Aaron Rodgers is, like you're saying he's going to play more than four snaps, how many more? Because that offensive line that allowed 64 sacks last year, you bookend it with two tackles who are both 33 years old. Over the hill when it comes to offensive line play, especially the tackle position. You bookend it with guys who have missed a lot of games in the past few seasons, specifically Tyron Smith, who got let go by the Dallas Cowboys, yes, for cap concerns, but also he's over the hill. Is he not?
He is.
I mean,
Aaron Rodgers turned 40, by the way.
Aaron Rodgers is 40.
He's 40.
Aaron Rodgers is 40 years old. And the only precedent we have for a quarterback that's 40 years old having the kind of success that the New York Jets expect is the guy that we also say is the greatest quarterback of all time. Everything that the Jets are doing this upcoming season hinges on a bunch of ifs. They're a walking hypothetical, and I'm just saying to you, I'm doing this more so as a therapy session for you before the season, Stone Labanowicz, but then also all of the Jets fans that are here in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast. I know I already got ostracized by Mike Birdman, a big FAU super fan, but also Jets fan on Twitter saying that I'm dead to him now. I'm doing this because I love you guys. Chris Coquel, head coach Fort Pierce Westwood. I'm doing this because I love you guys. They're the biggest boomer bust team in the NFL, and they're playing in one of the hardest conferences that we've seen the NFL have with all of these elite quarterbacks. We talked about the Steelers and Dolphins, who both have expectations of winning a playoff game this year, but there's a very realistic world in which both teams don't even make the playoffs. The AFC is tough, and the Jets are building their roster around a bunch of iffy dudes. Injury-prone, over-the-hill, quarterbacks, tackles, and a wide receiver now in Mike Williams, who's 29 years old, who again, when the Chargers needed him in the postseason in 2022, in that game against the Jaguars, where was Mike Williams? Out. When the Chargers needed Mike Williams last year, in a year where, I mean, they needed, like, everybody kind of fell off the role for the Chargers last year, but where was Mike Williams? He injured, he tore his ACL in week three, was out the rest of the year. And those are the kind of guys you're building to supporting cast for Aaron Rodgers, a guy who himself has injury concerns are up in the air right now for the Jets. And all I'm saying is they're the biggest boomer bust team in sports, and I'm trying to protect you all. Who is the biggest boomer bust team, player, or entity in sports? 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. Who is the biggest boomer bust? The walking hypotheticals. I think that's what I'll call the New York Jets this year. On paper, they're great. On paper, they're going to be a team that a lot of people are picking. Stone, we checked it with Hard Rock Bet, our partners here on the Vic, Theo, and Stone. They got them, 11th shortest odds to win the Super Bowl this year?
That's right.
I wonder what their odds are to be picking in the top five, because I think that's where I got the New York Jets. But to you, who's the biggest boom or bust team, player, or entity in sports right now? I've got the New York Jets. We'll get Stone Labanowicz's when we come back here, but I want to get yours. 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. And nothing might be more boom or bust than my golf game, Stone. Like, if I were to be honest with you, nothing might be... I get out there every now and then, and I hit an amazing shot. And I hit a great long putt, something I could be proud of. But then also, there's the days where I can't hit one straight. And Stone, you know this personally. What's my goal? What's my New Year's resolution for 2024?
To birdie a hole.
And you, more than anybody, have the most confidence in me to do that.
Absolutely not. Quite the opposite, actually. I don't think when 2024 is all said and done that you've birdied a hole.
Well, we all need our haters. We all need our dissenters. And the good thing is, while Stone doesn't believe in me, the Kaiser University Golf Coaching Center does. My coach, Pete, believes I'll get there. And I'm not going to get there by myself. I'm going to get there by the continued works on Saturday mornings that I spend with the Kaiser University Golf Coaching Center. They've got indoor. They've got outdoor. They've got a putting green. They've got a driving range. But most importantly, as we enter these months, it's now April 20th. I mean, it's starting to heat up out here. And you know, once that sun starts coming out and beaming and these storms start pouring into South Florida, if you have golf lessons set up other places, you're going to get rained out. You're going to get rain checks. You're going to be, oh, we can't do it this morning. I'm sorry. Let's try to reschedule for next week. At the Kaiser University Golf Coaching Center, you don't have that issue because there's a 2,000 square foot indoor facility, 3 different hitting bays, ball flight technology, great video replay. When I'm striking a ball in there and I'm working on my game, last time I was in there, we were working on the irons. And I couldn't, I was like, what the heck is, I'm hitting it right here. I feel like I'm doing it right. And it keeps hooking left. And Pete was able to show me exactly how to fix my swing thanks to that video replay. The Kaiser University Golf Coaching Center is the place to go if you want to tune up your golf game right off I-95 and the Turnpike in the heart of Palm Beach County at the Kaiser University flagship campus, Kaiser Golf Coaching Center. Check them out, and maybe you can get a birdie like me this year. Who is the biggest boom or bust? Who, what is the biggest boom or bust squad, team, or player in sports? I've got the New York Jets. We'll find out. Stones, after the break, you let us know. 888-760-3776. And yes, Stone, it's going to be a long year for you Jets fans. It's LeVic, Theo, and Stone on ESPN 106.3.
From the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, it's LaVica, Theo, and Stone, presented by Hard Rock Bet, Florida's official sports book on ESPN 106.3.
Again, Stone Labanowitz has put the challenge out there. He says he can whip anybody's ass in pickleball in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast if you missed it. Again, if you did miss it, it'll be available via podcast. Anywhere you get your podcast, LaVica, Theo, and Stone. Download, play, subscribe to us, check it out. But in the first hour, Stone Labanowitz, he says he can whip anybody's ass in pickleball in Palm Beach County in the Treasure Coast. And I actually just got an anonymous submission because you were putting $1,000 on the line, Stone Labanowitz. You said you'd put $1,000 up.
That's right.
And I got an anonymous submission that asks a very important question. Does Stone Labanowitz even have $1,000 to his name right now?
Hey, who asked that?
I can't say, but he might have been the man that created you. I can't say. I will never release my sources. I'm a great journalist.
The answer is yes. Listen, and I got shooters all around this place that would spot me too. So it really doesn't matter. $1,000 is what I'm challenging anybody in Palm Beach County of the Treasure Coast. We'll broadcast it live on the show. A whole stack, a whole dime to come beat me in a best of three in pickleball.
Have you ever actually went into a competition and bet somebody knowing you didn't have what you would need to pay out that bet? Have you ever done that?
Dude, dozens of times. That's how you mature and grow as
yes,
a man.
Yes.
That right there, knowing that your back is against the wall. Woo! And you don't have what you said you had. Now, this isn't one of those scenarios.
No, it's not. No.
I mean, it's most definitely
not. He has the $1,000, y'all. Again, 888-760-3776. Pickleball challenge with Stone.
I'm throwing a stack out there. I have that. I've done it plenty of times, man. You got to put things up as collateral.
Yeah.
Whether it's been mad in here, you're taking my TV with you. If you lose, I've had plenty of those instances. Here, you got lunch for a week because I don't have it.
Yeah.
But I got the card. All these, yeah, I've done it plenty of times, man. We all have.
The greatest one, and this memory will never leave me, I did, because it was a super risky one. I feel even bad even admitting this. So in middle school, I used to I would wear my older brother's shoes, hand me downs. He would pass me some shoes. If I wanted to get fresh for a day, I would take hand me down shoes from my big bro.
Love that.
So
again, we've all done that.
We all do that, right? So one day, back in the day, did you ever have the trend where you would do the double polo? You would wear one polo on top of the other one and flip the collar on one, so you're showing two colors, two polos, you're flexing.
Never even knew it was a thing.
Okay. So back in the day, there was this style. We kind of got it from Kanye West, who was the biggest trendsetter amongst at least the folks that I would hang around back in my day in middle school, high school. So it would be the double polo look. And it was close to Easter time, and I had two polos, a pink polo and like a yellowish polo. So I was about to be fresh as hell. It was like a Friday. I was going to school before Easter. And I went into my brother's closet and I found these Easter Air Forces. They're like an Easter color wave of Air Forces. It matched what I had perfectly. I didn't ask him for them. He had already left. So I snatched those Easter Forces up. I rocked it with my double polo and I went to school feeling fresh. In PE class, there was a cat that was on, actually in this grade, I think it was seventh grade or so. I was on B team for basketball. It was a cat on A team that saw me in PE with the Easter Forces on. He had these wood grain Huaraches. I think they were Huaraches. There were some kind of Nikes. All I know is that they were wood grain. Like, and if, do you know what I'm talking about? Like, it looked like actual wood grain on the kicks.
And don't tell me you put your shoes on the line that weren't your shoes.
This dude challenged me at my locker in front of everybody. Right. Like, yo, I could beat you one-on-one. You know what I'm saying? Let's put your shoes up. Put yours up. I put mine up. Whoever loses walks home without his shoes today. Now, here's the thing, Stone. He was trying to play me because I was on B team that year, but I was the best player on B team. I could have been on. I was one of those type dudes. I mean, I wasn't. I'm not going to lie. Like, of course, I wasn't on A team. He was feeling himself, though. He was a bench warmer on A team.
Don't act like you ever got off the B team.
I'm not. Well, I did. Well, that's not even point of the story.
You're B team for life.
I'm B team material for sure because I'm a franchise player. I need the ball in my hands. I'm the fulcrum of the offense, but I was B team in this scenario. But the A team bench warmer tried me. So I said, you know what? Hell yeah, let's do it. I had pride to play for, and I'm thinking I'm playing with my big brother's shoes. At the very least, if I lose this game, I can go home, explain it to my big brother. He'll beat me up. I'll owe him some money. We'll figure it out. We go and play the game. I actually whooped the kid's ass. It wasn't even close. I was much better than him. I wasn't even really worried about losing. And I was supposed to win in shoes. We get back to the locker room.
Were you taking him down low or just knocking down jumpers?
I was taking him to the hole. I was a lefty.
Easy.
I was a lefty.
Easy.
And people don't know how to defend lefties. Like 4 or 5 buckets in, I think he started to pick up on it. But I was a really good one-on-one basketball player because most people don't know how to stop lefties. It's easy.
Especially in middle school.
Especially in middle school. They don't teach the fundamentals. He's over here spotting up, taking deep threes and stuff. I'm over here just to the cup. So I win the basketball game. We go back into the locker room. Obviously, he's trying not to give up his shoes. In the midst of us arguing about whether or not, you know, when I could take the shoes from him, one of my other buddies walks into the locker room. His name is D'Angelo Harrison. Actually went to go play St. John's basketball, like I think fourth all-time leading scorer there. Dude's a baller. He's playing overseas now. He comes in the locker room, sees us arguing. He's like, yo, what's all the hoopla about? And I'm like, man, bro, I just beat buddy. He put his shoes up. I put my kicks up. And now he want me to wait till after school to get his kicks. I know he's going to try to hop on the bus early. I'm not going to get the shoes. I just wasted my time.
Classic. Well, you impressed the ladies.
Well, there were no ladies were watching this.
You guys just sweating it out by yourselves and threw in front of 3 guys?
In front of like 4, dude. Yeah, maybe. Maybe 4 guys. So D is like, oh, what's up? Let me see the shoes. So he showed his shoes. And then D'Angelo looks at my feet. And D is like, yo, are those my brother's Easter Forces? And I'm like, no, these are my big brother's Easter Forces. Like, these are my brother's shoes. And then D's like, no. Apparently, D'Angelo, who was the star of our basketball team, and again, like I said, went on to do great things at St. John's, his big brother loaned my big brother those shoes. And in the biggest ironic coincidence of them all, that's the day I didn't ask my brother for the shoes, didn't know they weren't even his shoes, and I wore them to school. So not only was I betting my big brother's shoes, I was betting my big brother's shoes, who he borrowed from somebody else in our neighborhood that we were cool with, who then I would find out would walk in the locker room in the midst of me about to get my new Huaraches. I was about to come home with 2 pairs of shoes looking like the man. And now that gave the ammo to the dude I beat, who I was supposed to get his shoes, those wood grain Huaraches that I was so highly coveted. I would never get them. My mom would never pay for me to get shoes because I wore my big brother's kicks.
He told you can't even give away kicks. They're not even yours.
So then that made the bet null and void. I ended up going home without those kicks. That gave him all the ammo he needed. He's like, bro, you can't. This bet is no longer valid, bro. Those aren't even your shoes.
Well, that's when you turn it to what happened in the one-on-one game.
Yeah, well, I whooped his ass.
You just quickly direct the conversation back to when you guys play. But like, it don't matter. It's cool.
I will never forget that, though. I had put my back against the wall. I was gonna take a real butt whooping at home if I would have lost those shoes, because not to my knowledge, they weren't even my big brother's. Like, I'll never forget that story, but that's what I assume is gonna happen if Stone Labanowitz, whoever challenges you to this pickleball game, beat you for your $1,000 and you ain't got it to come up with. Like, who are you going
to
go to?
I'm not pulling up to the court without the stack in my pocket. What are we talking about here? It's always been money on the wood or it ain't good. It's always been that. A few things from your story. One,
yeah,
your boy left you high and dry. He should have never said that out loud.
Why would he snitch on me,
What
dog?
Are you doing? What are you doing? And two, I'm pretty sure in the real world, in the mafia days, this is how somebody dies.
Yeah.
Right? Putting things on the line that you're claiming are yours, but they're not yours. There's somebody else's that would borrow this, that, and this. Like, that's how somebody gets popped. Thank God you were in middle school.
Hey, people's getting popped in middle school, too.
Right, right. That's how people get popped. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, no pops there. Just me walking home full of shame.
And pride.
And low key, the most embarrassing part was after I beat him and after it came out that they weren't my shoes, he spent the rest of the day telling people how I was wearing somebody else's shoes.
Oh, and not about what happened on the court.
Not about, so like now I'm like, people are like, yo, so you wearing Dre's shoes? I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. How did this become about this?
You ain't even got
shoes. I whooped his ass.
Yeah.
He also ruined my Easter Day fit. So yeah, Sheridan, if you're out there somewhere, screw you. Speaking of basketball misfortunes, Stone Labanowitz, we are past the Ides of March. March 20th, March Madness is active right now. The NCAA men's basketball tournament started for most teams, or at least most teams that were in the first four, except for one in particular who couldn't quite get the lid off the rim. In fact, there was a performance that was so bad last night in the NCAA tournament, Stone, not only did I get a text from you at 10:48 like, yo, we got to lead the show with this. This is horrendous. I turn on First Take this morning, and Stephen A. Smith is calling for probably a potential future Hall of Fame head coach's job. I am incredulous at what happened. I also do believe that, I don't think that you should be losing a job over this, but there should be some kind of reprimanding for the program that put forth this lackluster effort. And we'll get to that and more when we come back here on LaVica, Theo, and Stone. We got to go to break. I didn't even mean to tell that story about me not losing those shoes, but getting putting up some shoes. But it did kind of remind me of that because I don't know if you have that $1,000 ready to go.
Shut up.
So we'll get to all of that when we return. It's LaVica, Theo, and Stone on ESPN 106.3.
From the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, it's LaVica, Theo, and Stone, presented by Hard Rock Bet, Florida's official sports book on ESPN 106.3.
You know, one nugget I did leave out of that story about the shoes that I borrowed from my brother, but it turns out that my brother borrowed them from somebody else, and then I bet them in the basketball game one-on-one. I left one nugget out of that story. The guy whose shoes that they actually were that I bet, he did end up doing 10 years in prison for an attempted M. So, as Stone said, maybe it was a little dangerous that bet I made, but I won and I didn't get my prize. You just heard that story, or you just heard that story earlier. You heard that spot on Duffy's. Some people talk about it. I bees about it, man. Duffy's Sports Grill is the only place you want to go as you're watching all of the action, all of the hoops, and some hockey, and apparently baseball. Apparently the Major League Baseball season has started, but every Duffy's Sports Grill you go into is going to have 80 or more television screens plastered all over the walls, all of them working in perfect condition. All of them giving you great angles to the best sports highlights, the best sports games, the live action that you want to watch. Duffy Sports Grill is the place you want to be this March leading into April. Not only for the 2-for-1 drinks, which you don't have to set your clock to. You don't have to, okay, well, maybe we get there 30 minutes early and then we can get more. No, 2-for-1 drinks all day, every day. You got award-winning burgers, award-winning wings, and my favorite of all, the amazing mozzarella sticks. Duffy Sports Grill, the place to go this March. Duffy'sMVP.com. You can track your rewards, start stacking them up, become an MVP just like myself, just like Stone Labanowitz, just like Ken LaVica, who's on the road right now with the FAU Owls. Become an MVP and dine like one as well. Duffy'sMVP.com. And remember, at Duffy's, our game is always on. Stone, in the break, we got our first official entry into the Stone Labanowitz Pickleball Challenge 2024.
That's right, brother.
We got our first official entry into that, and I'm excited to talk about this. If you didn't hear, Stone Labanowitz is challenging any and all incomers or outcomers or whatever you want to call. What do you call a pickleball player? What do y'all call each other? Like picklers? Paddlers?
God, that's a good question.
You know, like lazy?
Pickleball players?
Lazy tennis?
Don't do that.
Okay.
Pickleball players, man.
They're just pickleball players. So he challenged any pickleball player in Palm Beach County or the Treasure Coast to compete with him. He's saying he has $1,000 on the line. I don't know. His own father contends that might not be all the way true. But either way, we're going to promote this battle. We're going to promote this fight. And we're taking all incomers. You can DM us at ESPN West Palm. You can DM Stone Labanowitz personally at Stone Labanowitz on any social media platform. You can call in 888-760-3776, or you can do like this fine gentleman did in email.
Yeah, somebody reached out for email. Somebody went on the GKB website, Good Karma Brands, found my email. Shopping went over the break, so I'm excited. I'll keep his name, obviously, his email and his number, private.
Keep it protected.
Hello, my name is Bleep Bleep. My email address, Bleep Bleep, phone number. This email is about the pickleball challenge, he called it. Can I read his email?
You can read his email.
All right.
You didn't give his name and everything. You can read his email. You can read the challenge.
Here are my comments and questions. I'm interested in your challenge. I heard the end of your spot earlier today, but I missed the beginning as I was playing pickleball.
Oh, so he's saying while you're working,
right?
I'm grinding.
Not gonna lie, it's a little scary. What's your pickleball level?
Uh-oh.
I'm an intermediate player, about 3.5. So for those of you guys who don't know, it goes from 1.0 all the way up to 5.0.
Who grades you, by the way? Who comes up with the grade?
You know, that's a great question. I need the answer to that.
So we're just like self-handicapping ourselves on pickleball courts?
No, you get a card. You get a card. I don't know who's handing them out, though. What organization? I need to find out.
Okay, we'll check in on that.
I'm an intermediate player, he says, about 3.5. So, you know, that's right there in the middle. I'm 71 years old, but my wheels still work. Let me know. Few things here. I'm a higher level than 3.5.
You don't know.
I do know. And I'm 25 years old. So almost a 50-year gap between me and Bleep Bleep here. I'll invite this one, but I don't. Is it fair? He seems very confident enough to where he reached out. I like it.
So
please keep them coming. 71 years old, it interests me. But what happens when it's a massacre and we do it live on the show? It is what it is. I mean, we have the challenge out there. You can bring that smoke. 71 years old is a little, I don't know what to say.
So,
you got wheels, he says. Well, I got 3-4 times, maybe 50 times the wheels that you got.
You don't need as many wheels on pickleball, though.
You don't.
You know, like.
It's angles. Court coverage is not as big. It's easier.
And this guy's 71. He's got more experience than you. He knows angles.
And he's obviously got a lot of confidence to reach out within 5 minutes of the challenge. So I love it. Keep reaching out any way you can. Any way you can. Social media, Instagram, Twitter, ESPN West Palm's Twitter, Theo's Twitter, at Theo Dorsey TV, Ken's Twitter, KLV1063, or, of course, the website. You can find my official email, my work email. Don't care how you get a hold of me. But, yeah, one challenger has put his name in the hat, and I appreciate it.
One man has put himself to the test. He's already put his name in the hat. The challenge, Stone Labanowitz. And we got to come up with a good name for this. Maybe we'll get Ken to workshop it.
Yeah.
But Pickleball Challenge 2024. That's what we'll call it right now. Stone Labanowitz says he can whip anybody's ass on Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast. He don't care if you're 71 or 21. He's taking all challengers. And he also is hinted, at least, towards having $1,000 on the line. I can't verify.
Well, I can, okay? I can.
Okay.
I'm bringing a stack in cash.
I don't even know if we're allowed to even
That's
promote
true.
That.
That's true. There are contest rules. Things get really official around here.
So this is not an official ESPN West Palm contest.
Not yet.
Not yet until we hammer out the details. But what we do know is 25-year-old former college quarterback Stone Labanowicz, who has a win in the playoffs under his belt as a Saluki. He was called soft on Instagram.
God.
And that has invoked him to start this challenge, a pickleball challenge. If you're good at pickleball, or maybe if you just want to play stone.
Is there any other way to settle something nowadays in 2024 like that? Like when it comes to athleticism, sports? I think it's the way to do it nowadays.
Pickleball does feel like one of the most fair grounds for settling like debates. You don't want to, you know, we're too old to fight. Even though you keep challenging people to fights, we're too old to fight.
Yeah, I would rather play in pickleball than fight. I have more confidence in my pickleball abilities than I do with my fighting abilities.
Well, I'm excited to see whatever the hell happens out of it. Again, DM us, call us 888-760-3776 or email if you want to join in on the Pickleball Challenge 2024. Stone Labanowicz takes on all challengers. We got to get to a listening lunch here soon, huh?
That we do.
We are bringing in the listening lunch. It's a Wednesday on LaVica, Theo, and Stone, which means we curate all of the wonderful sounds of sports. We listen to them, we take them in, and then we react. It's the listening lunch, plus we're going to have, I don't think we can get out of here without going back to the boomer bust stuff with the New York Jets, but also we've got to talk about UVA basketball. So listening lunch, plus we've got to talk about how horrendous that was from Tony Bennett and his guys when we come back. It's LaVica, Theo, and Stone on ESPN 106.3.